Hello, I'm your host, Brenda Nelson with Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. My guest today is Alicia Baugh. She was recently named Texas Agency Training and Education Specialist for Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. She has been in the title industry for over 15 years. 4 of those years was as an agency rep for Old Republic, 1 year as Southwest Region Agency Services Sales Representative. And then for 10 years before that, she worked as an escrow officer and closer, 5 years of which those she was also an agency manager in Texas. She graduated from East Texas Baptist University with a Bachelor of Business Administration. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Alicia Baugh. Hi, Alicia. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Brenda, for having me.
Absolutely. Alicia, as you know, on this show, we've been highlighting some common mistakes people tend to make in sales and how they can overcome those. So one mistake that we want to consider today is focusing on yourself instead of the customer. Could you explain that as far as what it might look like?
Sure. You definitely don't want to fall into this trap and make this mistake. It's important to understand that in sales, it is generally not about you, but rather it's truly about the customer or prospective customer. So the key is just to focus solely on them. Let them talk. People love to talk about themselves. So listen, you've got to get into discovery mode, gather information, engage the customer by asking questions such as, what are your must-haves when choosing an underwriter? Or what are the three most important things that would influence your decision to begin working with a new underwriter? Write down their responses. Maybe even go so far as to repeat phrases such as, what I heard you say was, prompt underwriting response and employee training are key factors in choosing an underwriter, to show that you're listening and understand what they're conveying to you. Next, it's time to review what you've learned and get your game plan together. Take some time to think about what you can do to address what's important to the customer or what would influence the prospective customer's decision to begin working with you. Maybe even communicate and brainstorm with your team in the process. Then be ready to commit. Reach out to your customer or prospect with a commitment based on what they've shared with you. Then implement your plan and don't forget to thank them for their help.
Very good. I mean, thinking about asking questions of someone else makes it very easy to take the concentration off of yourself. So I like that, to ask questions, review what the answers are, listen to them, and then ask for a commitment. I like that. You know, an easy way to keep the focus on the customer. So talking about this one, can you remember a time when maybe you've made this mistake and then how you remedied it?
When I first started with Old Republic, I made the rookie mistake of going in to visit customers and giving the old informational dump. Instead of asking questions as to what they, you know, what needs they have or challenges they've been facing. Since then, I've learned the method of ask, review, commit. I make sure to always inquire as to the needs and or challenges of my existing or prospective customers. Recently, I asked an agent how, in my new role, I could help them. They responded with, we've hired several new persons, some with little to no experience in the title industry. In response, I inquired as to their current onboard process, any manuals they provide to new hires. I requested sample intro emails and closing document packages, and then offered targeted training consisting of teaching the basics of the commitment and, most importantly, our product, the policy, discussions related to survey review, and commonly requested endorsements. So I asked how I could help. I reviewed what they provided me with in return, and then committed and implemented a plan.
So bottom line me, Alicia, what's the best way to recognize when you're focusing on yourself instead of the customer?
Well, if you're not learning something new at every meeting or being given the opportunity to help, then you're likely not having meaningful conversations and providing value. Therefore, you're not being perceived as a true partner or moving the needle with your customer. Mistakes will happen, no matter your level of expertise. It's what you do as a result that matters. Learn from your mistakes, reflect, get better every day.
I like that. Well, unfortunately, Alicia, we're out of time for today. Thank you so much for your expertise. It was really enlightening. And thank you to all the listeners for joining us in this discussion. Until next time, I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we will learn, grow, and prosper.